All right, let's see. I think it's recording again. I don't know if these batteries will last. I don't know how much we lost. All right, so I forget what we were talking about. This is stamp collection. Oh, so what happened at your...
Okay, at the...
The grave site, yeah.
At the grave site. I had talked to some of Margie's children that were there. It was that very, very cold, rainy... It was May, I think, morning. And anyway, Scott's brother, who lives here in town, what's his last name? He had called Ross and Mary Kay in New Zealand, and he had him on a Skype thing, and he could get it on there.
Well, I mean, Skype is like sort of like a phone call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had Ross and Mary Kay from New Zealand at this grave site on his little gizmo. And he went around with his device and had people identify themselves and who they were and their status and... At least we got to know, I mean, introduced to these people that are related to us that we don't know.
So what did you think of that?
I thought that was a wonderful thing to do, and I love seeing Mary Kay on Skype. I always liked her a great deal.
Yeah.
See, there was Mike, the boy, and then four girls. And, and, of course, Mary Kay didn't come, but there's Ann and Ruth and Joan. And I named Joan. My sister was going to name her Jane. I said, don't name her Jane. At least name her Joan. So she named her Joan.
Okay. Yeah?
Which name do you prefer?
I think Jane's a little more modern now, but yeah, back then definitely Joan would have been.
Well, it was just last year. Well, I mean when Joan was born.
Oh, right. No, yeah, they're both.
I mean, they're both all right, but I like Joan better, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a CPA down the valley somewhere. Joan.
Oh.
Edgel. Her name's Edgel. She's... I think it's below Canby.
Yeah, so how long after you were married before you had Chris?
9 months and 8 days. I've told you that. And you always think it's so funny.
Do I? Okay. So, did you decide... Well, probably not. I mean, that sounds pretty abrupt. Do you remember ever having a conversation with Grandpa and saying, I want to have two kids because I only ever had two kids, or I want to have a big family, or...
No.
It just, it never came up? You just decided to have kids and... Because I know for me, my wife and I had a conversation before we had kids. I said, well, how many, you know, what's the plan, right? Because nobody knows, you know, when you're 22 and you're going to have kids. But, I mean, we did have a conversation and say, because she has two kids, she has a sister and I have one brother. So we kind of decided that two kids was good. We did decide, I think we both kind of agreed that we didn't want to have one kid. So we didn't want to have an only child. So, I mean, we...
I don't think we ever talked about it. And we were so busy later on that we didn't have time to talk about it. So we just...
Well,
after you have about five, one more doesn't make any difference.
So how many brothers and sisters does Frank have?
He had seven because he was one of eight.
So he had a big family, but you had a small family, at least as
far
as...
Yeah, and, you know, being Catholic, that limits the birth control. And since my body does not cooperate with any forms of birth control that the Catholic Church approves of, we're kind of in a pickle.
Right.
So
you were pretty strict about birth control, obviously.
No, because you can't be with...
Sorry, I meant you followed the rules of the Catholic Church pretty strictly.
Well, Grandpa was very strict. I mean, he was holier than the Pope. And anyway, I don't want to talk about that. I've talked about it enough through the years. And there isn't any more to say. Kids are here. I love all my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I'm glad things turned out as they did. And
right. Yeah, you've got an amazing legacy, right? I think you keep saying that I don't have any interesting stories. I think it's a pretty interesting story that you have as many kids as you do and as many grandkids as you do. And for the most part, I think we're all pretty well put together, right? I mean, nobody ended up in jail. And
yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that there's...
I think I'm very blessed.
Yeah. Do... So Chris came along shortly after your wedding. So you met.
I was teaching at that time, and I was sick as a dog when I was pregnant with each one.
Right.
And I couldn't teach school when I had my head in the toilet most of the time.
What grade did you teach again?
I had a split second and third.
Second and third grade. So how long did you teach?
Well, just a few months. I had to resign.
So.
I don't know. In the fall sometime. Not
so it wasn't like you were teaching. So you got pregnant right away.
Yeah.
So you weren't teaching before you got married?
No.
No. Okay. What are you looking for?
I was just going to move a little bit because we've been sitting for quite a while.
Do we need to take a break?
Yes, let's do.
Okay.
Let's do.